Walking in the light is not perfection. This is really, really good news because, of course, if walking in the light meant that we had to be completely free from all sin before any of us could have fellowship with God, none of us would ever have fellowship with God. In fact, no one would ever have fellowship with God.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today. And Colin, I think that is good news because probably every Christian has wrestled with this tension of, well, now that I'm a believer, why do I still have to wrestle with sin so much? If I am, does that mean I'm not a Christian?
Yeah, that's an issue that I think every Christian wrestles with because nobody is the Christian that they want to be, and none of us are what we one day will be. There's a distinction that I found really, really helpful here, Steve, and it's the distinction between reigning sin and remaining sin. So sin no longer reigns over us when we're in Christ. It shall no longer be your master. That's what Paul says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. We're no longer under the power of sin. We're no longer held captive. We may lose some battles against temptation, but we're no longer prisoners of the darkness. But the reality is that sin does remain in our lives. If John says, if anyone thinks that he's without sin, well, the truth is not in him. So we do live with this reality that we're not yet what one day we will be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet we can have fellowship with God, even though we're not yet all that he calls us to be. And that really is the good news that we're looking at today.
Well, we're going to be looking at that from the book of 1 John chapter 1. Grab your Bible and join us there as we continue a message called Assurance Grows as You Walk in the Light. Here's Pastor Colin.
So what does it mean to walk in the light? Three things. First, walking in the light means submitting yourself to the light of God's Word. Your Word, the Scripture says, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If you want to have fellowship with God, you must know what pleases him and what offends him. And if you want to know what pleases and offends God, you have to let him tell you. And the way that he tells you what pleases him and what offends him is through the Bible. So submit yourself, if you want to have fellowship with God, you begin here by walking in the light, which means that you submit yourself to the light of God's Word. And what that means, and this is radically countercultural for our world today, if you want to have fellowship with God, you have to quit defining sin for yourself. You may have heard the story about the archer who claimed that he hit the bull's eye every time he shot an arrow. And people were amazed at this claim and asked him, how do you do that? Oh, he said, it's easy. I shoot the arrow, and then I draw the target round wherever it lands. Now, coming up with your own definition of the target, coming up with your own definition of what you think pleases God and what you think offends God, that is the surest path to self-deception. You cannot get to fellowship with God that way. This is how people end up thinking that they have fellowship with God when actually they are walking in darkness. Walking in the light means submitting yourself to the light of God's Word. You quit defining sin for yourself. You say, God, you must tell me what it is that pleases you and what offends you. And whatever it is, I'm going to submit to what you say because I want to have fellowship with you in reality. I don't want to be self-deceived. Second, walking in the light means confessing your sin in the light of God's Word. This is where John goes next, and we'll follow it over these next weeks. Look at verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here's the reality that you will find. You've been wandering along defining sin for yourself, and you say, wait a minute, this is the road to self-deception. I've got to get off this path. And now you say, okay, I'm going to start submitting myself to the Word of God. I'm going to let God tell me through the Scriptures what is right and what is wrong, what pleases Him and what offends Him. You start down that road, it won't be long before you're thoroughly convinced that you are much more a sinner than you ever thought. Light reveals what is hidden in darkness. And the surest evidence that a person is walking in the light is that he or she feels his or her need of cleansing. You might feel very virtuous if you are walking beside someone whose lifestyle you despise. But no one feels virtuous walking beside the God who is holy, holy, holy. Walking in the light means not only that you submit yourself to God's word, but that you confess your sins in the light of it. And third, walking in the light means ordering your life in the light of God's word. You order your life according to his word. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3, we'll come to this later in the series. By this we know that we have come to know him. We know that we know. See, that's assurance. That's being sure. You know that you know. By this we know that we have come to know him. How? If we keep his commandments. Isn't that striking? John says, this is how you come to know that you know God. This is one of the strands of assurance. Not the only one, but it's one of them. A life of obedience. And the more you pursue obedience to God, the more confident you will become that you really do belong to him. There's an old hymn that some of us will know and perhaps recognize. Trust and obey. And it begins with these words. When we walk with the Lord, remember the next line? In the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. This is how assurance is found. We walk with the Lord in the light of his word. That's fellowship with God. Coming, walking in the light. It's right out of 1 John, that hymn. What a glory he sheds on our way. So fellowship with God is the joy of a person who walks with in the light. It's impossible for the person who stays in the darkness, but it is the joy of the person who walks in the light. And walking in the light means that you're submitting yourself to the light of God's word, that you are confessing in the light of God's word, and that you are seeking to order your life according to God's word. And then, that's what it means. John tells us wonderfully what walking in the light brings. Two things. First, walking in the light brings fellowship. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Now, of course, he's begun by telling us how we have fellowship with God. But you see here that he's telling us that in coming into fellowship with God, we have another wonderful blessing, which is that we have fellowship with one another. Darkness is a lonely place, you know. Darkness is a lonely place. It's full of secrets, terribly isolating. Walking in darkness means you're not honest with yourself. And of course, if you're not honest with yourself, you can't be honest with anyone else. You certainly can't be honest with God. So you're just isolated. It's a very lonely place to walk in darkness. But you know what? If you walk in the light, you will never walk alone. Other people are also seeking fellowship with God. And as you walk with him, you're going to find that you're walking with them. That will be your experience. The more and closely you walk with God, the more you will find yourself entering into fellowship with other people. A purely private walk with God is impossible for this reason. If you walk with God, there are lots of other people who are walking with Him as well. You cannot walk with God alone.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, and we're going to have to pause the message right here, but we'll get back to this message from 1 John chapter 1 in just a few moments, so hope you'll stay with us. Our message is part of a larger series on the topic of assurance called How Can I Be Sure? And if you ever miss a broadcast, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. But however you listen to this program, it's all made possible because of your generosity. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to send you a copy of a book that Pastor Colin has picked out. It's Donald McLeod's book called Faith Undaunted, Embracing Faith and Knowledge in a Post-Truth Era. You can give your gift and find out more online at openthebible.org or call 1-877-OPEN-365. Let's get back to the message. Again, here's Pastor Colin.
A purely private walk with God is impossible for this reason. If you walk with God, there are lots of other people who are walking with Him as well. You cannot walk with God alone. Then John gives us this most wonderful blessing of all. Walking in the light brings not only fellowship, it brings cleansing. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, I want you to think about this with me for a moment. John could have said, if we believe in Jesus, His blood will cleanse us from all sin. That's true, isn't it? He could have said that. But John's concern here is that some of his readers may have bought a lie that perverts the gospel. A lie that some might be tempted to believe even today. And that lie is that the blood of Jesus cleanses from sin even if a person continues to walk in darkness. And John wants to expose that lie because he wants us to have genuine fellowship with God and to have eternal life. So what he says is, if we walk in the light, that's a condition, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. It flows from walking in the light. It's part of fellowship with God. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. Sin stains. It spoils. It has an internal effect that changes us from the inside out. It twists the mind. It distorts the heart so it is drawn to all the wrong things. It dulls the conscience. So you see, we need more than forgiveness because sin has had an internal effect in us as well as an external effect of making us guilty before God. It's actually brought twistedness into us. But here we have this wonderful statement that the blood of Jesus cleanses us. We need cleansing. And John says, if we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. And he says, from all sin. You notice that? All sin? So just think about what that means in regards to us gathered here in this service today. James Denny lists some of the sins that may be ours. And John speaks later in his letter about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. You could add to that the impulsive sins of youth, the lazy, self-indulgent sins of old age, pride, discontent, envy, love of money, love of this world, ingratitude to God, the list goes on and on and on. And then James Denny says this, think of the deep stain these things leave, and then consider that it is the will of God to cleanse us altogether from them, and that he has provided a power that is able to do so. Dreadful as is the power of sin, there is a power in the world which is still more strong and more wonderful. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Try and take this in today. It will give you hope and strength and encouragement. The most powerful thing in the world is not the sin that we know all too well. The most powerful thing in the world is the blood of Jesus Christ that is able to cleanse us from it. And John wants us to know, this is amazing, that as we walk in the light, this actually happens. The blood of Jesus Christ that would not have reached you if you had remained in the darkness, it will progressively cleanse you. It will wash you. It will sanctify you as you walk in the light. And that is how it is possible for us sinners, though we are, to walk with our holy God in fellowship. Now, I want us to end here today by calling all of us to respond to these scriptures in two ways. The first is to renounce the lie, and then more briefly, to practice the truth. If we say we have fellowship with him, while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So let's take this in. John's identifying a lie that still circulates today. The lie is sin doesn't matter. As long as you believe in Jesus, doesn't matter how you live. The lie is that it is possible to walk in darkness and still to have fellowship with God at the same time. John wants us to know that the blood of Jesus does not cleanse those who remain in darkness. It cannot reach you there. You want the blood of Jesus to cleanse you, you have to come out into the light. What a terrible thing. I have shuddered as I've thought about this during the week. What a terrible thing it would be for someone here to spend his or her whole life telling yourself that you have fellowship with God, only to wake up in eternity and find that you've been lying to yourself and that your supposed fellowship with God was only a figment of your own imagination. And someone will say, well, now you're scaring me. And I thought you said that the aim of this series was that we might know that we have eternal life. Yes, it is. John says, I write these things that you may know that you have eternal life. So why in the world would John begin that letter with that purpose by raising the horrible possibility that some of his readers may be deceiving themselves by believing a lie? Well, of course he does that. Because nothing could be more disastrous than to think that you have eternal life when you do not. And that is the position of any person who claims to have fellowship with God while walking in darkness. My dear friend, from the heart, I plead with you. If you are living in a way that God says is sinful, your claim to have fellowship with God is empty. The only way for you to have fellowship with God will be for you to come out of the darkness. You must start walking in the light. And I give you this promise that if you will do that, you will find fellowship. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sin. But you must renounce the lie. You must come out of the darkness. You must walk in the light. And then we must practice the truth. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So you see that truth is more than something we know. Oh yes, we've got our notes. We know all this. Truth is something that we do. And the call of God through Scripture today to each and every one of us, speaker and hearers alike, is that we walk in the light, that our pattern of life is to submit ourselves to the light of God's Word, confess our sins in the light of that Word, and order our lives according to that Word. Walk in the light, dear brother, sister. You will have fellowship with God. You will have fellowship with others. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sin. And as Jesus said to his disciples, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Assurance Grows as You Walk in the Light. It's the first message in our series, How Can I Be Sure?, dealing with the topic of assurance. And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. In addition to this daily radio program, on the website you'll find our weekend broadcast, our daily devotional, blogs and articles, and Open the Bible Story. It's an opportunity to take a guided tour through the Bible with Pastor Colin. We have three different ways that you can do this. A 15-session journey, a 30-session journey, and a 50-session journey. Learn more when you visit our website, openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. We depend on your generosity to continue to bring you Pastor Colin's teaching each day. And as you give a gift of any amount, we want to offer you a copy of Donald McLeod's book, Faith Undaunted, Embracing Faith and Knowledge in a Post-Truth Era. And Colin, what is one thing that you'd like people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I think Christians will often have heard someone warn against the dangers of just having head knowledge. And that's a very important thing to say. I mean, it's certainly possible to learn an awful lot of things about God, to be able to answer all kinds of quiz questions from the Bible and actually have very little experience indeed. But there's an opposite danger here, that we can actually retreat from truth into the world of experience. So, for example, I remember growing up singing a song about the resurrection of Jesus. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today, and so forth. And at the end, it says, you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Now, there's a wonderful truth that Christ really does indwell the believer. But is that the only reason for believing that Christ is alive? Just your experience? Are there no other reasons? Is there no objective evidence of the resurrection? Well, of course there is. There's reason to believe. And this book by Donald McLeod is really helpful because it takes us back to the foundations of faith. There really is a God, and there's good reason, evidence for believing in God. The Bible is the Word of God, and there's reason for believing that the Bible is the Word of God. Jesus rose from the dead, and there's reason for believing that Jesus rose from the dead. It's not simply a matter of experience. Faith is based on God's revealed truth, and faith seeks understanding. And I think this book presents that in a really helpful way.
Well, we want to send you a copy of this book. Faith Undaunted is our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can ask about it when you call 1-877-OPEN-365 or visit our website, openthebible.org. Again, our phone number is 1-877-673-6365, and the website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Jesus said,
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. God's word is the food that will nourish your soul. You need it every day. And Open the Bible Daily is a daily devotional that will open the Word of God and lead you to Jesus. It's available for free on our website, openthebible.org. For more information, visit openthebible.org/daily. That's openthebible.org/daily.